KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Teams from Izimvelo KZN Wildlife have been deployed to northern KZN, where it's believed lions may be on the loose. In a statement, Izimvelo says two teams will return to Gluckstad today after a search last night yielded no results. Spokesperson Musa Mtambo says they intend to use a helicopter as the wildcats are believed to be hiding in a dense bush. Mtambo says they believe they are looking for three lions and are not sure at this stage where they came from.
There have been three recent confirmed sightings of lions in Gluckstad area. Three cattle have been reported killed by lions in Gluckstad area recently. These incidents have raised concerns about the safety of both residents and their livestock. Izimvelo has issued a warning to communities around the Gluckstad areas to be vigilant and report any sightings immediately to the local traditional leadership or police station.
Police are currently in Intezuma, north of Durban, where the bodies of three men have been discovered. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the victims have all been shot.
When police arrived at the scene on Ibu Road at H section, three bodies of men in their late 20s were found with multiple gunshot wounds on the pavement, not very far from a tavern. Details are still sketchy, and as such, police are still working hard to establish how the incident could have happened.
And the Okahlamba local municipality says reports that it's failed to pay pension fund contributions worth over 11.4 million rand are untrue. KZN Treasury this week accused the Midlands municipality of the non-payment of half of its employees since December. Okahlamba officials in a statement say all pension funds have been paid in full every month. And abroad, Israel's Justice Ministry says 737 prisoners and detainees will be freed as part of the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal approved. Cabinet voted to approve the ceasefire deal early this morning, ending days of uncertainty about whether the truce would come into effect. The ceasefire will take effect tomorrow morning. And finally, South Africa's bid to host a Formula One Grand Prix in 2026-27 has moved a step further. Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie has released the request for expression of interest for parties interested in participating. The ministry's Stacey Lee Kojane.
The RFEOI document provides detailed terms of reference, including the minimum requirements and expectations for interested parties. The RFEOI document is publicly available for download on the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture's official website under the title What's New.
Your top story this hour, teams from Izimvelo KZN Wildlife have been deployed to northern KZN, where it's believed lions may be on the loose. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.